store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
AM 1230 WSBB on this Thursday morning show, Graham. Busy, busy day for Jeff Berner from Professional Physical Therapy and Associates, but we wanted to talk to him for a few minutes because it's a very special day for people who exercise. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing, Skip?
I am doing good. Well, you know, I got to tell you, we want to talk about mistakes that people make with exercise programs. It's probably a good day to talk about it because it's the opening day of the Daytona Cubs. They're down at Brevard County to play the Manatees. Those are young guys. They can get out there and run quickly without warming up and stretching and all that kind of stuff. We're a little different, aren't we?
Plus, they've been in training for months in advance of the season. So.
Sure.
Some of the mistakes that we as novices make is that we don't stretch a lot of times before we exercise. But if you stick strictly with cardio or something like that, that's another mistake that people will make. Exercise is a walking program is a very good exercise program, but if that's all you do, you end up limiting your strengthening activities and can't understand why the muscles aren't getting any stronger.
Okay, Jeff, what you're telling us is we really need a combination of cardio exercise, walking, running, whatever it might be, but also we need something that's going to tone those muscles with weight, right?
The weight training is critical because that allows us to keep the muscles strong, that keeps us able to stand up out of a chair, be able to squat down to get things correctly rather than hurting our back by bending over poorly. So it's critical to have a balanced exercise program with both cardio and with weight training.
Okay, now for some of us out there that A, are too busy and don't have the time or just don't want to join a gym, but realize that we have to do some things, what are some of the little things that we can do, both weight and cardio, to keep us going?
Well, using weights to and starting out with a very light weight, like 2 or 3 pounds, and working your way up from there, just listing in activities that you would typically do. Most people don't realize that a gallon of milk weighs about 8 pounds. So therefore, if you want to be able to lift a gallon of milk out of the refrigerator, and right now you can't, you should start with 2 or 3 pounds and reach forward, grab the weight, bring it closer to you and lift it up as if you were pouring it, and that simulates a functional exercise that would strengthen the muscles of both your arms and your shoulders to be able to do an activity that you want to do.
Well, Jeff, I like that. What you're saying is really some of the things that we do day-to-day when we stop and look at them and really focus on what we're doing, they really help us both with weight and cardio.
Absolutely.
I like that. Hey, now I understand you've got an important meeting at 9 o'clock this morning. It's really not a meeting. It's going to be a great event, right?
It is. At this point, we're keeping it under wraps. And in the very near future, you guys will be the first ones to announce it.
Okay, we're going to hold for that. Hey, if somebody's got a question about aches and pains and bones and what they've got to do, how can they get a hold of you, buddy?
They can call me at 423-0100. Or go to our website at proptfl.com.
Okay, I understand I'm going to see you at the ball game tomorrow night at the Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
I can't wait.
Hey.
It's going to be a winning season again.
Baseball's here. We love it. Jeff, you have a good day today. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Skip.
There he goes. Jeff Berner on AM 1230 WSBB Professional Physical Therapy. Let's get back to the music now on this beautiful Thursday morning. As the Cubs open their baseball season. Here's Neil Diamond.
She was morning, and I was nighttime.